I guess I'll just share some comments and feedback. First, I just really want to appreciate everyone who's worked so hard on this and for all the information that was provided to us today on this item. Based on the staff's report and the staff presentation, it does appear that the Ultimate Trail is the best option for consideration here today. And I just want to reflect on some of what I heard, which is that, you know, we really want to be respectful of the voters who voted on Measure D to move forward with the rail and trail option. And I think it's, you know, really important, and it's our responsibility to continue to honor and respect the vote that was made at that point in time. When we think about equity and we talk about equity, you know, if we delay action today, there's a good chance that this is going to jeopardize one of the largest grants that we've been able to receive in the history of the state of California for this kind of project. And what that means is if we jeopardize that funding, we will be putting to waste a lot of past funding that's been used on this project. It will jeopardize our ability to get future funding. And I think that's a real concern when it comes to equity, because what that means is we will have, here in North County, we will have segments that are completed, and it's going to jeopardize the potential to have segments in South County for residents down there. And so I think it's really critical that we continue to move forward with the staff recommendation today, and so that we are demonstrating to the state of California, we're demonstrating to the voters that when we receive these kinds of funds, we're going to use them responsibly, and we're going to demonstrate that this is why state and federal government should give us more money to help us backfill these gaps. In my experience, and I'll just, you know, as it relates to another issue that I spoke about earlier with going with the city of Santa Cruz to discuss funding for homelessness at the state level, the number one thing that they appreciated was that we're moving forward, that we're not trying to delay our projects. And I think in this case, we need to continue to demonstrate that we are able to use funds responsibly when the state gives, provides them to us. And we need to leverage the projects that we've completed to be able to show that, you know, we're capable of taking these funds and using them responsibly. And so please help us in these instances when we have these gaps in funding. And then furthermore, I'd just like to say that, you know, if we delay, you know, these decisions, it also means that the cost of everything is going to go up at the same time. So, you know, if we're saying, well, we don't have enough money right now, we should delay, it's like, well, the costs are just going to continue to go up over time. So why should we use that as an excuse to delay rather than continue to move forward? And as staff has mentioned, they're looking for creative ways to help backfill some of these gaps. And I think that we should allow staff the opportunity to really go out and explore other funding options, explore ways that we can reduce costs, but continue to move forward so that we're not, you know, wasting money and allowing for the cost of this Ultimate Trail option to go up over time. And then I'd also be concerned if we, you know, pull rail out, because the voters definitely said that they didn't want that to happen. And I could see us, you know, getting sued potentially if we decide to go against the voters' will. And so for me, I'd be happy to entertain a motion to move forward the staff's recommendation on this item.
So you made a motion?
No, I can't make a motion.
Okay. You know, I think ultimately we're approving an EIR, right? It's not really a business plan or a concept report. And I'd like to see us move forward and, you know, not delay the process. You know, I think I want to see the projects in South County happen, but I'm also concerned about future projects. I'd like to see Highway 1, I mean, 152 get its road diet in South County. It's a future project that needs funding, right? And so I want to make sure that happens. And, you know, I want to see that at one day that Highway 9 will have protected bike lanes or a sidewalk on one side. So those are the things that I'm also concerned about, the future. And so for that, and because I believe in this process that we're doing and this project to be a more sustainable multimodal project, I'm going to go ahead and move to adopt the findings, all finding statements of DR for segment 10 and 11, including options B and all riparian exceptions, including all the permits, agreements, and all related actions.
So is that essentially moving the staff recommendation?
Yes, okay. Staff recommendation.
So you have a motion for the staff recommendation. Is there a second? I'll go ahead and second the item, and then I'll open up for further discussion from board members. Any further discussion? Okay. Seeing none, we'll bring it to a roll call vote.
Supervisor Koenig.
No.
Hernandez.
Yes.
McPherson and Cummings.
Yes. So that motion fails? Or so that motion fails on that item?
I,